everyone. This is Johnny Mota again.
Yeah.
They keep letting me do this show. And the show is the Trade Show Minute. We are at Infocom 2016 in the middle of the Kramer booth, Central Hall C6825. I feel like one of those digits is wrong. We wrote on a piece of paper.
It is C6825.
825. 825, not A.
Not A. It's been such a long day. My name is Victoria Barella, and I need more coffee. But we do have a guest on the show.
I also need more coffee. Hey, my name's Christopher Timmons. I'm a product manager at Biome Systems.
Ooh, product manager. Nice.
Ooh, yeah.
Tell us all about that.
So I'm actually the product manager for video products at Biome, which is kind of a new thing.
Okay.
Maybe a surprise to some people.
Yeah, to me.
Yeah, yes. Been with the company 3 years in secret, and been able to tell everybody what I've been doing this week as we announced to Cirilux.
Been hiding for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is a big secret.
Yeah, it's a big cupboard. I mean, I'm pretty tall, so
we've got 10 minutes to hear all about that.
All about hiding or
for
all
the
about
last
Cirilux?
All about the 3 years of whatever's been going on.
So, yeah, I mean... some of your listeners may know I used to be a magazine editor. I was editor of Innovate in the UK for a decade, and at some point I decided I wanted to do something else. Amazing opportunity came up with Biome. They're a great company, and I was given a chance to take on the role of video product manager and help them realize the ambition of getting the V in AVB, really. I mean, that's the big news this week, is we've unveiled Tessera Lux, which is audio and video encoders, decoders for the Tessera platform. So it's not new product, it's not a new system, it's new endpoints in the Tessera environment, allowing you to take HDMI or DisplayPort in, HDMI out, embedded audio, de-embed it, process it, throw it all around your AVB Tessera network. And really just provide a really converged environment for managing AV signals, processing, distribution. You know, today, or before yesterday, you had to do that usually with two systems. You're going to take DSP from somewhere, you're going to take AV streaming from somewhere else, and try and get those two things to join up, probably pull some hair out, use some analog cables to join your digital systems together. That's a great plan.
Yeah, right.
So we really felt we had something to say in that conversation. We've been developing AVB for about a decade now. With various products. We had Tessera 6 years ago. We were developing it for three before that. But even at that point, we knew we wanted to bring video into the picture, so we chose AVB as our kind of DSP platform, our distribution platform. And we've had some questions about that over the years. You know, why are you guys still on AVB? You keep banging on about it. Why don't you just get on board with Dante? And we knew why. We knew what it was. We just couldn't tell you all. There we go. You know, the video came along this week. We've had a great response. It's really exciting to be part of it.
Now, what booth can we find you at?
C9525.
And you didn't even have to write that down.
No, I kind of wrote it down in my head and had to look up to the right, which I think is a sign of lying, isn't it?
Yeah, it really depends. I always look up because I'm looking up at the cloud to find out where my personal information is. I'm still lost, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just looking up at that beautiful piece of Samsung LED over there.
It's pretty distracting.
Yeah.
It's shiny, and I'm like, ooh, what's that?
Cool.
If I can't make it because I'm stuck here at the podcast booth all day with Victoria, or you know maybe someone else listening isn't at the show, where can we learn more about Biome?
Well, so if you can't make it to the booth, which would be a shame because we have like live demo of this product. This isn't a vaporware announcement. We have compression comparison side by side.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's real. It's legit. It looks really good too. But you can visit www.biome.com, which recently also got a facelift, so that's nice and new and shiny. All the information is up there. We will have details. We've got the press release. We've got promotional video. We did actually do a really cool promo for that. I don't know whether you guys saw it. This kind of secret agent package went out from the mysterious agent T-Lux.
No, not yet.
It had like a Mission Impossible gig going on with a little audio player in the packet, like wires and a speaker hanging out.
I saw one from a friend online. I was like, I love what Biome's doing.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that, like this teaser campaign. There were clues in videos, and you come to us with a secret message. If you haven't done that yet, if you've got all the messages, then you come and speak to one of our friends at the reception. They'll give you, actually, it's Google Goggles. Google Cardboard.
Cardboard, yeah, the VR.
So you can put your phone inside it, and you can. There's some instructions where to go and get the content, and you can watch like this kind of virtual, immersive, head-tripping environment. It's pretty cool fun.
So since Victoria and I aren't allowed to like really leave, if we wanted to experience that, maybe we can come over and bother Chris and be like, hey, buddy, what's going on? You know, how do I
see it? Yeah.
I want to check that out.
That's awesome. C9525. Bring the secret code words, smile at the staff, come and see the product, or visit biome.com. Up to you.
Cool. How's the show been going for you?
It's been pretty crazy. I've got to say, it's I've been to a lot of press conferences and a lot of trade shows in my time, and this one is feeling pretty damn busy. I'm European, as you may have noticed, so ISC is kind of my home patch, my home show, and that's always busy. This one sometimes doesn't feel as busy.
Okay.
But this week is pretty insane.
Pretty intense.
Standing room only on our booth, standing room only on surrounding booths. I mean, it's Kramer booth is rocking. And yeah, it's just, you know, it's Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and it's hammered. The real test will be tomorrow, right? It's always about Friday afternoon.
Yep.
Who's still here? Who's running around like a lunatic? And who's gone home?
Yeah, we actually brought the waffles from ISC over here, the Dutch
waffles. Good
deal. Yeah. So if you like those,
I'm all about
them.
Those waffles.
If you make it out to what's been now referred to the fish tank, the little rave media booth out there, we have Stroop waffles being made all day long.
I always had it down as a kind of a hamster cage, actually, rather than a fish tank. I don't know why that is. Just think the idea of Gary pedaling away on a little rollerball seems kind of amusing.
Someone is.
Well, I do have to ask all our guests. I am a millennial, and I'm new to the industry. I'm maybe a year in. My background is in audio, and I finished school in live and installed sound. And I do like AV programming. So if you can give anyone that's new to the industry or maybe the next generation coming in any advice for us.
Advice on programming. You know what? It's actually a really well-timed question. So we've just been involved in some fairly deep customer research recently. A product management team, that's one of our jobs, is to kind of bring in the outside to the inside and, you know, keep the engineers informed about what's actually going on outside of their world and bring that in and educate. So part of that has been some kind of customer observation stuff. And actually the thing that I found that trips everybody up is labeling. It's like the most boring thing on the planet, but label your cable.
Label
your cable, label your internal wiring. So label your signal path, label your DSP program, label all the blocks and the lines, give them names so that you do not go insane. Go, what is this one doing?
Yeah.
This Cat5 that I have now that says 3692 on it.
And then you waste your time.
Yeah, and then you go change
it
and just check it and check it and check it. I think, label your cable.
Label your cable. I feel like it's like
that should be a catchphrase for like Liberty or someone, right?
Label or
Belden.
Can that be the new industry standard, label your cable?
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, next CTSD course, what did you do? Label your cable. Drop. Done.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Johnny, do you have a Johnnyism for today?
I've got nothing. I could
Johnny,
use,
come on.
Can I use the continual? Can I use the continual one Vegas one?
Yes, let's go.
Okay. You can't fight Destiny, because if you fight Destiny, you got to fight the bouncer and the rest of the strippers, too.
So when in Vegas.
When in Vegas, right?
That's nice. Our Johnnyism.
Anyway, enough about my randomness. Anything else we should know about the booth?
I really would encourage people to come and look at it. I think, to put my selling hat back on for just a second, if I may.
Yeah.
One of the things we tried to do with the demo is use content that you might actually find in a business environment. A lot of the stuff out there on the show is kind of, hey, this is how good a Pixar movie looks over our compression. Great.
Cool.
Well done. You know, we use spreadsheets, we use PowerPoint, we use PCs, we use VC. We do not typically show or distribute movies around business environments. So if you want to see what compression looks like on spreadsheets and on computer desktop graphics, that's a real good test of your system. If you're going to go shopping for a system, please get them to test it on real content. Get them to test it on something your customer's actually going to do. So come to BuyAmp. We've got spreadsheets. We've got boring stuff with fine edges and single pixel width stuff that we're compressing, we're scaling. Come see what that looks like. Let us know what you think.
Cool. We'll do that. And then we head over to buyamp.com.
You do that too.
All right. Perfect. Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute. Thanks for listening.